Just talk about your journey here, and what did you do once you got out of Xavier, and how did you end up here?
Yeah, it's been a great experience. I started off going to Creighton University, and then transferred over here, switched my major. You know, I never really thought about walking on. I mean, it crossed my mind, but I ended up deciding to do it this year. Kind of just wanted to be able to see what it was like to still compete every day, you know, kind of challenge myself a little bit, and that's kind of how I ended up on the team.
Now, I'm not sure so much about your experience at Creighton. Did you play ball there?
No, didn't play at Creighton. Just kind of went to school. That's about it.
Really? Yeah. So you just spent the last 3 years just kind of playing intramurals?
And... Yeah, I played intramurals. I mean, I was at the field house a lot, you know, playing there a couple times a week. One of my old coaches back at Xavier, he'd open up the gym, and they'd kind of have like a weekly night league, and I'd go up there and play with some older people, some old college players, and that was a lot of fun. That was some good competition, so I enjoyed that too.
Talk about what made you decide to walk on. How did you find out about it?
Right. The main reason I wanted to do it was just the competition. I really knew if I made the team, I didn't really expect to play necessarily, but I wanted to be able to come out here every day and compete with great athletes and great basketball players. And I thought I could maybe help benefit the team just by energy and working hard in practice and just help the team in any way I could. And then you know, that was kind of my main motivation.
Was there signs up that said tryouts or
no?
Tell you?
No, I just kind of went into the administration and just kind of asked them about it. And, you know, they weren't necessarily going to have them at first, and they kind of said, you know, Jared was hurt. They needed a little bit of exercise just in case for practice purposes or if a string of injuries happens. So kind of invited me to come in and see if I could fit in with the team, and was lucky enough to keep me. So.
Are you graduating this year?
I'll graduate in May, yeah.
Yeah. What's your major?
My major is health studies. Yeah.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm not sure. I'm also pre-pharmacy, so I might go to pharmacy school eventually, but other than that, I might just, I don't know, look for a job, I guess.
What's this experience been like for you?
Oh, it's been incredible. The entire team and coaching staff's been extremely receptive, and it's just been great being able to go to the different arenas, you know, playing in front of big crowds, being able to come out every day and playing basketball, which is just a game I love, and, you know, being able to learn from the coaches. It's a constant learning experience, and, you know, just making great friendships and bonds with different people.
When you left Xavier and went to Creighton, were there any other schools looking at you? Was it mainly D3s? Or?
Yeah, I didn't really play any, like, AAU ball. Kind of was during the summers. I was playing, you know, football, and I was doing other things during the summer, playing basketball with my team. And so, I know that's kind of one of the main ways you get looked at. So, yeah, it was just kind of smaller schools around Cedar Rapids, stuff like that. And I did consider doing that, going to maybe like Co or a different smaller school like that. But eventually, I just thought Creighton would be a better fit for me academically.
When you were growing up, how much of a dream was it to want to play basketball at Iowa? Was it something that you always thought about as a kid? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a lifelong fan. I used to get to Carver games. You know, I'd be waiting by the tunnel trying to get handshakes from different players. All sorts of great memories just being a Hawkeye fan.
And just one thing that Coach McCaffrey was talking about this morning with you is just how he has you, like, wanting to study the other team's offense and perfect it, like, when you guys are in practice. What have you kind of taken away from that, just kind of learning, like, what each team does, how it want to beat you when they do play, and just how it helps your teammates out?
Yeah, the whole scouting process is very important to our team, and they kind of rely on me and some of the other walk-on players to mirror some of the other players. So when we're watching film, it's not just the starters who need to pay attention. It's also some of the walk-ons and Gold Squad team that kind of need to pick up tendencies and what players will do, give them the best look that they can, so they're prepared when game time comes.
Is there any player that you guys went up against that you enjoyed, you know, having a chance to emulate?
Well, we play against, I'm usually the post. I feel, I'm a little undersized kind of with some of the, our post guys. So when we're playing like Ohio State and things, and I got to play Jared Sullinger, so I don't know how great of a look they get for that. It's kind of not helpful. But when we get to play teams like Northwestern, Michigan, some of those other teams, they give me the opportunity to, you know, sometimes shoot some threes and set some all. We get some pick and roll action, and that's kind of more fun when you can get us out and moving, and I'm not just stuck down in the post.
Yeah, so they have you playing Juwan Johnson then in practice?
No.
Coach was saying that he thinks that he's a player of the year right now in the Big Ten. So.
Yeah, he's incredible. But actually, for Purdue, we kind of switch it up. We have another guy come in and play Juwan Johnson. Okay. He's about, you know, he's 6'10". We can't really coach length, so. We kind of have him playing Juwan Johnson and kind of focus on just tough defense.
Who would they have you playing then?
As far as Purdue goes, we don't have really specific personnel. We just do it's more team defensive oriented. That's kind of been our main focus, just tough defense.
I know obviously you've only been here 1 year, but what do you expect your emotions to be like tomorrow? Just knowing that both you and Jared are going to be honored in front of everybody.
Yeah, it's I'm extremely honored that they're going to, you know, recognize me as part of the senior class. But really, tomorrow night's all about Jared. He's co-captain, leader of this team, stuck with this program for 4 years, incredible leader. Extremely passionate, works hard every single day, really gives all he's got every day in practice and in games. And so as far as senior night, it's really about him and honoring him.
What have you learned from playing alongside of him?
Generosity, giving 100% every single day, every practice, every possession. He doesn't let up. He's tenacious. He's going to play hard every single possession. He's going to go for every loose ball. He's going to be on the ground. Just a strong work ethic on and off the court to be the best player in person you can be.